Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to once again grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves so you will know who is talking to you. So it's time for you to learn about the magical DC love.
Thank you, Barbara. I'm trying to learn about the magical DC love here, because what I was doing, I was sitting here and I was asking Spirit, you know, what do we have in store for today? And immediately Joan Rivers came in and she said, life gets so much better when you cut the bullshit out. She's saying, join DC love and the divine Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. And she's saying, as we connect with the divine and sometimes the not-so-divine, Joan Rivers and other guides that are going to bring the messages you hear. And, Barbara, I don't know what's going on, but I was watching a show yesterday, and they must have said bullshit about 10 times. And then I had a client pop up this morning and saying, you know, like he's having difficulty in his life and it's all bullshit. I'm like, okay, what's the message, Spirit? I must have heard this about 12 times already. So I just, you know what, I am the magic DC love, and sometimes I'm a little unpredictable, I guess. But I do connect with Spirit, and I do it in a loving way. I connect with Jesus, Mother Mary, the angels, and, you know, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers, and my dog, Ginger, who's on the other side. She's my beautiful furry guide. And sometimes, you know, Joan, you know, has brought in others on the other side, too, to bring forth these beautiful messages. But these messages do bring about guidance. They bring about healing. They're so amazing. And it really gives me the ability to help so many different people in so many different ways. And, you know, before I did all this, I had a work background in law enforcement, but this is so much more exciting. I've hung up my 357, and now I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am, but love is what we all are. And this is the journey that I'm on right now. And it's the backbone of my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the unpredictable, magical DC love.
Oh, thank you, DC. And I am the divine Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. Oh, I left anointed out. I have to figure out how to put that in there, too. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, a master solution technique practitioner, an innate body practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use the wisdom that I've gained from divine guidance to help them to gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many years of questioning and seeking the truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes this session with me a safe place because nothing is judged. It gives everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom and you'll see a Learn More button. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's Facebook page, so that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you are looking for. So now it is time for us to hear the messages for today. So DC, what kind of interesting stuff do you have for us?
Oh, my goodness, Barbara, you are, you know what, you're one of the most bravest women I've ever met. When you start asking for the messages, you're like I told you once before, you're more brave than I am, because I would probably run. I mean, we're always like, you know, we deliver these beautiful messages so divinely, and then, you know, we take in another breath, and we're like Lucy and Ethel. So I just, oh, my gosh, I honor you for being here and never running on me.
My pleasure.
She is truly one of the, you know, the bravest women we know. And you've got to wear that superhero, you know, like costume, because you are a superhero, Barbara. So Ginger Sandy,
okay.
Barbara, put on that superhero costume. Okay, so what I'm finally guided to, you know, to read now is a beautiful little angel prayer. God, lend us the angels by Juliana Mello. God, lend us the angels every day to help us on our earth journey in every way. All you have to do is invite them in and then watch your life change. They help with everything if you let them. They will guide you and support you and send you the most amazing signs, coins, feathers, songs, and numbers are a few, and they always guard you night and day. They help you through trials and tribulations, tears and smiles, births and deaths. Their energy is that of love and gentleness, and you will know they are there. Won't you invite them in today? All you have to do is ask. Dear angels, come into my life, into my heart, into my home. Guide and support me. Send me signs of your presence. Stay by my side and shower me with blessings and the love and light of the divine essence. Amen. And with that being said, I posted something the other day about, you know, asking the angels to come into your life. And one of my Facebook friends said, oh, my gosh, it changed her life. She really did, you know, ask them in. And, you know, within the day, she said it really changed her life. So don't be afraid to call upon your angels. They're there for you always. Okay. So with that being said, I have to see, and I'm a little afraid of where I'm going next, Barbara. I'm afraid here. Okay. Okay, so Joan is saying, you know what? She's saying, let's go, ladies, guys, whoever's out there listening. We're going to do a little short meditation, and it's going to clear, you know, all the negativity, all the bullshit, okay? So we're going to take in three nice breaths, in through the nose, and then out through the mouth. And she's saying, on the in-breath, breathe in the good shit and release the bullshit. Come on, people, you could do it. Take another breath and breathe out your shit, the crazy shit, the bullshit, the stupid shit, the shit that has nothing to do with you. Give it a good... Okay, one more time. That's it, darling. Keep breathing. Breathe in the good shit. Exhale the bullshit. Bullshit, bullshit, and more bullshit. Okay, now how do you feel? So how do you feel, Barbara?
I definitely making me laugh.
Okay, well, that's a start. That's a start. But you know what? I feel a little bit lighter because sometimes we are carrying in stuff that's not our own. You know, and Joan is saying, you know what, if it's not yours, you know, just let it go. We don't need to hang on to that. There's no reason to hang on to it, okay? So, you know, we can expect the bullshit, she's saying, but never accept the bullshit. Expect it, but never accept it, okay? Okay, so now I'm going, Ginger's saying, okay, but that's enough, Joan, for today, okay? So Ginger's coming in, and she's, you know, she's my beautiful little fur baby that went to the Rainbow Bridge 2 years ago in August. But she's here, and she just continues to spread unconditional love to everyone. And, you know, when she had gone, I was just, you know, devastated, as anyone would be. But I kept talking to her, and in August, you know, in July, the end of July, she's when she went, I said to her, Ginger, I said, you know, when are you coming back? She said, Mom, I'll be back in 2 weeks. But this was her message that she had given me when she had just transitioned only a few days later. Good morning, Mom. Hi, Auntie Barbara. This is Ginger. Hello, everyone from the other side. I'm so excited to be here and that you take callers for your show. And she was just, like, so excited because that's when we first, I guess, started to take calls. She's saying, you know, I'm enjoying listening to the show since it began with my mom, but now I'm here with JC and the gang. And I said, excuse me, Ginger, JC and the gang? And she said, I said, oh, I've seen you've met. She said, yeah, Mom, that crazy blonde-haired lady that you always talk about, mentioning Joan Rivers. She's saying, she's so much fun. And I said, Ginger, oh, my goodness, I hope someone is supervising your visit right now with her. She said, yeah, we've got a few angels tagging along, just to make sure we don't get into too much trouble. Oh, great. She said, Mom, I'd like to thank you and Barbara for spreading, you know, messages of love, my messages of love too. And for those that you are grieving the loss of a loved one, whether it's a person or a pet, please remember, you can't expect to heal overnight. You've got to be patient. Each day gets a little bit better. The pain eases over time. Everyone heals in their own way. And remember, we are always connected by love. And only love is real. Everything in the physical life is only temporary. So please continue to fulfill your soul mission. And just know you do have everything you need with you. Connect with your passion. Life is meant to be lived. And know that what you are seeking is seeking you. And please, don't miss another moment because each is so precious. What is your heart telling you to do right now? Have courage to follow your dreams. Allow your joy to fill every area of your life. Please stay positive and envision your future. Tell everyone how much that you love them and do this because you never know when God is going to call them home. I'm here to tell each of you that you can continue to have a relationship with those you love that are on the other side. We have all the, because on the other side, she's saying, we have all the time in the world to connect with you. And you've got to realize it's only our physical body that's gone. And there's no limitations. And without limitations, without that heavy vessel, without that body, we are even more alive. You're going to feel our presence. You'll recognize the signs we send. And please don't think that you have to wait until, you know, you leave the earth to connect with us. Because we're here with you right now. And we'll be with you the moment that you call, you know, call upon us, when we hear our name. I hope this makes each of you, you know, feel a little bit better, makes your heart feel a little bit lighter. Just know that I love you. And at that time, when we were connecting with Joan Rivers at the time, Barbara, Joan had come in, and she's saying, hi, Barbara, hi, DC. I just wanted to pop in and say hello. She's saying, you know, it is a little bit early for me. I like to stay up all night. But I wanted to let Barbara know that I've been practicing a few things. And Barbara had mentioned at one point that, you know, we can do anything that Jesus can do. Do you remember that, Barbara?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she's saying, "I, you know what, I've almost walking on water thing beat. Jesus is helping me out with that." After she ruined about 10 pairs of designer shoes, Barbara. But she's saying, okay, got to run, ladies. Have a great day. All my love, Joan. So I think that's enough messages for now, Barbara.
Definitely starting today with a laugh. That's
Yes. Always
a wonderful way to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just want to say, Barbara, is before you give your messages, we did have a caller last week that was waiting for a message, and she said, I didn't get picked up. And I believe, like, she's on now, and her area code is 805.
Okay. I can't believe I didn't pick her up.
Yeah. She said, oh, my goodness, the show was great. She loved the show. She said, but I did wait, and I wanted a reading, you know?
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
thank you, Barb.
I want to remind everybody now, before we hear from Jesus, if you call in and you want to get a message or you have a question, you must press the number 1 so that the symbol appears on the studio board. Otherwise, I assume that you just want to listen. So if you do not press 1, then it does not show that you want to ask a question or get a message. It just shows that you want to listen. So if you've ever called in and I never clicked on you, it was because you did not press the number 1. So I did not see the symbol. And, okay, that's what he wanted me to say. All right, so here is the message from Jesus. My beloved one, life can be so interesting, can't it? We realize that sometimes you begin to feel like you just don't know what to do. You have an idea of what you want your life to be like, but you just don't know how to get there. You keep looking for that magic formula that shows if you just do this, this, and this in this particular order and take these steps exactly as it says, then everything is going to work out great. life is not like that. What most people don't understand is that it's actually much simpler than that. You think about something that you want, and the moment you think about it, the divine begins to bring that to you. You don't have to sit and contemplate and write out a list and all of the other things that so many people do. In every moment, you are connected with the Creator. There is never any separation. So every thought that you have, every feeling that you feel is already known. So when you are thinking of something and desiring it, then the energy is instantly being moved so that that can come into your life. Whether it's a cup of coffee or $1 million, it really doesn't matter to us. Now, what happens after that is the part that most people don't understand. In order for you to receive what it is you desire, you have to be in alignment with that energy. You have to feel the joy of having that in your life. You have to be open to receiving it. And this is where most people run into problems, because you have all of these beliefs that say you can't. You can't have what you want. You can't get what you want. It's not going to be easy. You're going to have to work hard. You're going to have to jump over hurdles. Oh my gosh, you're going to have to go through so much in order to prove that you actually deserve what you desire. These are all beliefs that people have created. And these beliefs actually stop you from receiving what is there for you to receive. Because the moment you desire something, it is yours in that moment. And if you don't see it coming into your life, you need to look at what you believe so that you can let go of the things that actually stop you from experiencing what you desire. Creating is really very, very simple. You are doing it every single moment of your life. There is never a time when you are not creating. It is the manifesting, bringing it into reality, that so many of you block. And we want you to start letting go of those beliefs and everything that you ever have believed. And when we say everything, we mean everything. We mean the good, we mean the bad, we mean the ugly, the beautiful, all of it. Because as you are letting all of it go, you are allowing yourself to receive. Because you are removing the disalignment of your energy. And this is all about how you feel. If you feel that you can't, then you can't. Because that is the energy you are putting out into the universe. So start letting yourself know that you can, that this is your life, and that you really are creating, and that you deserve what you desire. Open up to your own life. Open up to your own energy. Open up to the truth of who you are. We are with you always, and you are loved. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Beautiful, Barbara. Thank you. That was awesome.
Ah, you're welcome. Okay, well, we will go now to our callers who have their hands up. Yay! And the first one we go to is area code 805. Hi.
Hello, you guys. Good morning. You are speaking to Abby. Thank you so much, TC, for mentioning that. I'm so sorry I didn't dial a one next time.
Oh, that's okay. You know, no need to be sorry. Everything happens in divine timing. And Ginger is so excited to connect with Abby. She loves your energy. She loves you. And she said, my mom got some amazing essential oils from Abby. And she's saying, Abby, if you want to get in touch with your happy place, she's saying 2 drops of Lang Lang, 2 drops of orange, and 2 drops of lavender, and it gets you into your happy place.
Wow, that's so good to know. So you said 2 drops of Ylang Ylang, and what else?
Yeah, Ylang Ylang, Lang Lang, she's saying Ylang Ylang. 2 drops of orange, 2 drops of lavender.
Okay.
And she said,
wonderful.
Come on, get it. Come and get happy.
Oh, that is so sweet. She's the sweetest. Okay.
So what's going on with you, sweetheart?
Well, I just want to know. I've been probably meditating for the past 4 days consistently, and I've been hearing my angels and what they have to say, but I can't actually hear them like you wonderful women can. And so I just want to know if they have anything to say, if they have any suggestions for me. But other than that, things are pretty steady. So,
you know, Ginger's laughing. She's saying maybe it's a blessing that you don't hear them the way my mom hears them, Abby. Because as I said, with Joan Rivers, the way she talks at times, maybe you wouldn't want to hear them that way. But
oh,
I am getting again, and talking about, you know, like, make sure that you see all the blessings that you have right now. And you have a, you know, beautiful family and, you know, this beautiful business that you started. There's so much that you can be thankful for, you know, and just keep noticing everything. And and as you do, you know, you're saying, you know, universe, I'm so grateful. And you're going to put that out there so more comes to you. And Ginger's saying, Mom, Abby's been feeling maybe like a little bit sorry for herself lately.
I felt like that yesterday. It was over a business matter. I had a friend who was like, oh, I'm all in. And then she sent me a message last night and just said, I'm not really into it as much as I was. And I felt horrible. So,
you know what? That's okay. Because you know what? The right people are going to come in at the right time. You know, that's okay. So you just let it go, honey. And know that, you know, like you're putting it into, out there, you're going to have gifts and blessings that do come your way. And you've got to shift from what you feel is wrong to what's right in your life, okay? And you're immediately going to see these new blessings, you know, come your way. And some of them you probably didn't even notice that they were actually there. You've got to try to stay more optimistic, okay? And just consciously focus on everything and everyone that in your life that you're so grateful for, okay?
Oh, okay.
You could do it aloud. You could write a list. It's up to you, whatever way you want to do it. But just know that there's, Ginger's saying, Abby, there's so many new blessings that are coming your way, okay? They are entering your life. You put the intention out there. Your prayers have been heard. They're being answered. You just have to have faith, okay? You have to have faith, you know, in divine timing. And everything is going to work itself out, okay? There's going to be solutions that are coming your way, and some of those solutions are going to come in ways you did not expect, okay? She's saying, you know, Mother Mary is here. Jesus is here. The angels are here. They know what to do, Abby. They know how to resolve this, okay? She's saying, you know, from a heavenly vantage point, we have more insight than you could ever imagine. So she's saying just, you know, let go, let God, and know that, you know, like, beautiful blessings are on your way, and you're going to see how everything changes, okay?
Okay.
And just make sure that you're taking care of yourself, okay? And know that, you know what, you're a beautiful child of God, and you're perfectly imperfect like all of us, okay? Respect and honor that, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, you've got to think, Abby, you know, Ginger showed me two different roads, okay? She's saying, Abby, which one, you know, would make you happier about yourself? Okay? Which road is more aligned with your true beliefs, okay?
Okay.
So you've really got to think of that, because I'm getting like there's a couple options and you've got to decide which way you're going to go, okay?
Okay.
And just, you know, just connect with your higher self, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And don't try to control everything. And, you know, everything is going to work itself out, okay? But I am getting, Abby, like, you have a, like, a big line of loved ones that have gone before you, and they're with you now, because at times you do feel lonely, and they're saying, Abby, you're never alone, okay?
Oh, that's wonderful.
Then you have the wisdom and the experiences of all these beautiful people, okay?
Okay.
And you're saying, you know what, Abby, within you, you have the best of all of your family, okay?
Oh, I know I do. I'm very grateful for them.
Yeah, just call upon their wisdom and know that, you know, it'll be there for you, okay? And she's saying, you know, she's seeing grandparents with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She's saying there's generations of wisdom with Abby right now. There's generations of love. And they all are
that's wonderful.
So proud of you. They're so proud of your mom. They're so proud of your brother. And they're here to love and support you all. You're never disconnected, Abby, okay? And she's just saying, just like, try to remember that, okay? Try to remember, you know, that they're with you. And all the, you know, all the love and all the guidance that you need, that you are going to be able to connect with them, okay? And Ginger wants to know, Abby, when's the last time you played with little Abby? When's the last time you invited your little inner child to come out to play?
It's been too long. It's been too long.
Okay, well, she's saying, girlfriend, you've got to get, you know, got to make time and, like, let little Abby come out and play with you, because she's standing there, she's stomping her heels. Oh, my gosh, she's really, you know? She's saying she doesn't play with me. She's a big girl all the time, and it's no fun, okay?
Aww.
She really wants you to connect with her, okay? And you're going to see, when you connect with her, there's going to be magic and there's going to be miracles, okay?
Okay.
Here's a little exercise that might be really, you know, beneficial. Do you have a photo of yourself when you were small, like maybe between like 3 and 8?
Tons. They're all over my house.
You know, the first one that resonates with you, honey, just pick it up. Look into little Abby's eyes, okay?
Okay.
As you're looking in her eyes, what is it that you are seeing? What is the expression on her beautiful little face, okay?
Okay.
Now, imagine if, you know, this beautiful little Abby, your inner child, had a voice, what would she say to you? And I want you to just get out like a notebook and a, you know, pencil pen, whatever you want, and don't judge it, don't read it or anything, just write it as it's coming, okay? And allow her to express herself, okay? And then you, as a beautiful adult Abby, then you can write her a response, okay?
Okay.
And ask her, Abby, what is it that you need, like, to make you feel better? And this is going to be the divine guidance that you're needing, honey, okay? Does that make sense to you?
Okay. Yes, it does. It's exactly what I need.
Okay, well, you know what? You're not done yet, Ginger says. She's saying she's so happy to connect with you, but she's saying there's Barbara and Jesus that want to connect with you as well, okay?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, Abby. One of the things that I'm hearing is that in your life, when you're thinking about what you're creating, what you're manifesting, they want you to remember to say thank you. But equally important, they want you to say more please, so that you can bring more and more goodness into your life. It's perfectly okay for you to ask for more. All right, so here is what Jesus wants to say to you.
Okay.
My beloved one, you are reaching a point of a kind of balance in your life. And one of the reasons why we are encouraging you to say more please is because it doesn't have to stop getting better. There's never a point at which you reach the top and there's nothing better out there. Your life can get better and better and better. So we want you to let go of any idea that, you know, there has to be this balance of the positive and negative, that duality that people are living in. That's not actually the paradigm that you are truly living in. You are living in oneness. And in oneness, there doesn't have to be something bad for everything good. There doesn't have to be anything bad at all. In fact, in oneness, there is no bad. We don't put that label on anything. And so when you get out of that particular paradigm and into the oneness, then you can simply say, my life is beautiful, it is wonderful, it is absolutely phenomenal. And I'd like more, please. Because it can just get better and better and better and better and better and better. We know that there are many people who use an affirmation about every day life is getting better and better. And if you want to start doing that, then please go ahead and do so. Because there is no limit to how magnificent your life can be. And no matter how good it is, it can get better. And so this is a shift away from the old mindset that so many people are in. And this is a shift that you are ready to make. This is opening your life up to more, opening you up to more, opening up to knowing that you are loved and that the divine creator wants to bless you every single moment of your existence, the Divine Creator blesses you. So allow yourself to start receiving those blessings. Get out of the old ways of thinking. They no longer serve you. Just let them go. It's like Joan was saying, breathe in the new shit and release the bullshit. You are not required to keep any of that old stuff. If it does not benefit you, let it go. This is how you are moving forward in your life, how you are opening up to the changes that are happening within you. And anytime you have any questions for us, please ask. We will always answer. And we know that you do not currently, and we are saying currently because things do change, you are not currently hearing us in the same way that DC and Barbara hear us. But we will always answer you. And we answer in a multitude of ways because we want to make sure that people really get the answers that we are giving to them. So be open to receiving. Open your eyes. Open your heart. Open your mind. And start accepting the beautiful blessing that the Creator is giving to you in every single moment. Because you deserve it. You truly do deserve it. You are loved. You are loved. You are loved.
Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you.
Oh, wow, that was wonderful. That was amazing. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Wow.
Okay.
That is one thing that I do not say. I don't say that enough of, though, like, more please or thank you, because I always just feel like it's one of those things where I'm so fixated on focus on what you have, be grateful for what you have, but I do feel that there's that resistance of wanting to ask for more. So I guess it's not a crime to do that.
No, it's not a crime, and there is more waiting for you. And you can't ask for more too often. So feel free,
okay.
Ask away.
Perfect.
Wonderful. Well, I'm glad you raised your hand this time.
Yes, I'll make sure to do that. Next time I need to speak to you guys, I'll keep in touch, definitely. Thank you so much, both of you. You guys are wonderful.
Have a great
day.
Thank
you.
Thank you so much, you guys. Have a good rest of your day.
You too.
You too.
Okay, now we are going to the caller from area code 613. Hi, who's this?
Hi there, it's Jody.
Hi, Jody. What can we do for you today?
Just wondering if you have a message for me. Beautiful messages so far, by the way. They've been very beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Well, good. All right, DC, what do you have for Jody?
Jody, Ginger is coming in, and she's saying that Jody doesn't love herself enough. And she just wants you to really love yourself, see the beautiful woman that you are. She's saying, you know, you don't have to be perfect. No one's perfect, Jody. Okay?
Okay.
She's saying you don't need, you know, to be, you know, you don't need anyone else's approval. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's just, you know, you've got to love yourself more, you know. And just, you know, when you get up in the morning, look into the mirror, tell that beautiful woman that you see looking at you how much that you, you know, you love her. I love you, Jody. Look into her eyes, okay?
Okay.
Allow your heart to open up more is what Ginger's saying. She wants your heart to, you know, to really be filled with love when you look at that beautiful face in the mirror, hon, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And go ahead, honey.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's something I'm working on. I just find it so difficult. It's a journey in itself, but thank you.
But, you know, you're a beautiful woman, and we're all perfectly imperfect. No one's perfect, okay?
Okay.
And Ginger's saying, girlfriend, you got to, you know, you've got to connect with that power that you have within. You've got the power, okay?
Mm-hmm, okay.
You've got to, you know, just accept who you are right now. You've got to love yourself exactly as you are right now, okay? And
okay.
Jody, she's saying, don't be afraid to speak your truth, because you do it in a loving way. And when you do it in a loving way, you could truly never hurt anyone, okay?
Okay.
And she's saying, don't do anything that doesn't feel right. And she's saying, you've got that inner radar in your stomach. Connect with, that beautiful intuition. Okay? She's saying,
okay.
Stop guessing, second guessing yourself. Okay? And
okay.
She's saying, the universe has unlimited abundance. Unlimited abundance, she's saying. Are you guys listening? Ask for what you're needing, okay?
Okay.
And she's saying, take care of yourself. Only do what, feels right for you, okay? And just be that beautiful, authentic woman that you are. And you're going to see how everything falls into place, okay?
Okay.
And she wants you to treat the way you treat others, And she's saying, you listen. You can listen to other people what they have to say, but she's saying, just only take what resonates with you, okay? And
okay.
She's also, what is she showing me here? Hold on, please. I'm trying to see. I don't know who she's showing me. Okay, let's see. Okay. She's connecting, she's connecting with Joan, and she has a couple other people coming in. Now she's standing with Phyllis Diller, and Phyllis is telling you, Jody, aim high and you won't shoot off your foot, okay?
Okay.
Right in Phyllis Diller, I guess, to be with you as well. Kind of scary, kind of scary. As I said, I scare myself sometimes, okay? We have beautiful Lady Diana coming in, and she wants you to live your life and feel like a free spirit, okay?
Okay.
A beautiful, she, a beautiful lady, she's with you, okay? And she's saying, Jody, only do what your heart tells you, okay?
Okay.
So just please, listen to your beautiful heart, okay? And you can never go wrong, okay?
Okay, okay. Thank you.
She just wants to see you smile, okay? She's saying, Jody, just smile. Okay,
right.
So
okay.
These beautiful, these beautiful people are here and they're with you. Okay, so just know that you're not alone. My goodness, you're not alone. Okay, and she's saying, okay, Ginger's saying, Mom, Jody, she doesn't realize what she has right there. I guess you've got more than than you realize in order to move forward on your journey, Jody. Okay.
Mhm.
She's saying this sort of like puzzle pieces. One of the pieces is still missing. And when you find that piece, you're going to be able to go forward on your journey. Okay?
Okay. Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Thanks. She wants you to start opening your eyes a little bit more. I don't know exactly what that means. Maybe you do. It's your message. But she wants you to open your eyes a little bit more. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And great.
We have one more message. We have Joan Rivers coming in. Now, she said, you let Phyllis speak. I'm going to speak too, Jody, okay?
Okay?
Okay, so she's saying, you can't change what happened in your past, okay? So she's saying, sit there where you are for a little while, and she's saying, then get over it, and let's go moving forward. I'll help you, okay? Get up and move forward, okay?
Oh, okay.
She wants you to move forward. She's saying, I'll be there with you, okay?
Oh,
so
you
have Phyllis Diller with you today. She's going to help you. You have Joan, you have Lady Diana. You're a very important woman, okay?
Oh.
You have all these beautiful people coming in to help you. They love your energy, and they're saying, we're here to help you, Jody, okay?
Oh, that's awesome.
So they're always with you, okay? So don't ever feel special. Feel that, you are special, and just, embrace that feeling, okay?
Okay.
And Ginger is, she's with him, and she said, yep, she is a special lady. And she's saying, Jody, you're healing at this time, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
So you are healing, okay?
Okay.
But she's saying, what is the situation that you're holding on to? Because you're holding on to something, and you really need to release it. It could be a challenge. It could be a situation so that you can have that healing that you so, desire.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying, you've been worrying, and... She's saying, allow this healing to come in.
Okay.
And she, again, is saying, you've got to stop focusing on what's wrong in your life, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Saying, Jody, you should be on the phone with Barbara and DC. You've got these beautiful natural abilities, too. Okay, so what I'm going to do now, I'm going to ask Barbara and Jesus to come in, because whatever it is that you're holding on to has to be released so that you can move forward, okay?
Okay.
So you've got to We've got to be able to move forward, okay?
Okay.
And we have Walt Disney coming in, and he's saying, laughter is timeless, Jody. Imagination has no age, and dreams are forever. So he wants you to, like, just dream your dreams. And he's saying, Jody, if you can dream it, you can do it, okay? So you
Wow.
even have Walt Disney coming today.
Wow. Oh, that's nice.
Aw. Okay, so we're going to turn you over to Barbara and to Jesus, okay? God
okay,
bless.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. That's awesome. Thank you.
Okay, Jody. We are going to do a little bit of clearing work.
Okay.
And we will be working with your innate body, and you can consider your innate body kind of your spiritual brain, only it's not in your head. It's not just in one place. It's every place that you are. So.
Right. Okay.
And I will make a statement, and then you will also say what I have said, and you will say it out loud because this is you talking to your innate.
Okay.
Okay, and you just need to make sure that you actually mean what you say.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Okay, so here's what I'm getting. Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Okay, hold on. Boy, you are releasing. Okay.
I mean,
feeling all this stuff moving in you now. All right. Here's our next statement. Dear innate, I release the frustration.
Dear innate, I release the frustration.
Dear innate, I release the self-imposed limitations.
Dear innate, I release the self-imposed limitations.
Dear innate, I open up to love.
Dear innate, I open up to love.
Just take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Oh, that feels wonderful. Thank you. Whew, I have goosebumps. That was powerful.
Yeah.
From both of you. Very powerful from both you and DC. Oh, thank you.
All right. Let me check in and see if there's anything else you need to release today.
Okay.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I can't. Do it.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I can't do it.
Oh, that was a biggie for you.
Yeah, that was a biggie. That brought some emotions up for sure.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, that's
All
one
right.
thing I do say a lot. I find myself saying I can't a lot. That one, yeah,
yeah.
That's a good one. Thank you. Whew.
And you can make these statements to your innate anytime that you want to. If you're, you know, doing something and thoughts are popping into your head, negative thoughts about what you're doing or what you're wanting or whatever it is, then you can just start talking to your innate. Say, dear innate, I release these negative thoughts. Dear innate, I release this garbage. You know, dear Nate, I release these obstacles, these obstructions, whatever it is that's coming up. You can just
right.
let it go. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you.
Okay, now let's see if Jesus wants to say anything. Okay, he does. Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
My beloved one, it's time for you to start believing in yourself. It's time for you to truly accept that you have power. You know that the Creator is within you. There is no separation, and so you have the power of the Creator within you. So if you doubt your power, just look around you. Just look out at the world. Look on the TV. Look at any place you want and see the beauty and the majesty that is around you, and recognize that you have the power that created everything that you see. So don't think that you are small and insignificant, because you aren't. The Creator is within you, and the Creator gives you access to all of that power. Start utilizing it. Start creating your life the way you truly want it to be, because you have a right to live an amazing life. Take advantage of this. Start creating the life that you truly desire. We are with you. We will help you in every way that we possibly can. And there will often come up times when you will need to release. So do not ever forget about your dear innate. It is always there, just for you. It is time for you to move forward in your life. And this is one of the ways that you can do that. It is time. And you can do it. You are loved. Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you.
Oh, thank you so much. That was very powerful. Thank you. Thank you, both of you. Thank you. I really appreciate everything that the two of you do. And everyone. Thank you.
Cody and Ginger is standing there. She's with Joan Rivers, and they have this beautiful cornucopia of blessings, and it's so big that the two of them have to carry it to give it to you. Okay?
Wow.
They're saying, you know, make sure you share it with others, but save some for later, because life does go in cycles, okay? But this is
okay.
Like this cornucopia is huge, and it's like overflowing with abundance and blessings, okay?
Oh, that's nice.
They're both trying to carry for you. They're trying to, it's huge.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Have a great day, Jody, and thanks for
calling. Oh, I will. Well, I will. Thank you. Thank you both. Thank you.
So welcome.
Okay. We are going to our next caller from area code 417. Hi, who's this?
This is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. It's
what can
good
we
to hear
you?
From you.
Oh, it's good to hear from you, too.
I just wanted to know what God had for me today.
Okay, let's see what kind of messages you're getting then, CC.
Yes, beautiful. Hi, Laura. It's so wonderful to connect with you, hon.
Yeah.
Have you been seeing a lot of butterflies lately? There's like a lot of butterflies flying around you.
Oh, yeah. I am. They're going across my yard pretty regularly.
Beautiful. And I'm just getting, that's your loved ones on the other side, just letting you know that they're there with you, and you could always, you know, connect with them, and they're here to help you, okay? Is there a special day that's coming up? Is there like a birthday, an anniversary or something? Is there like...
No.
Yes?
No.
I'm getting there maybe a special day coming. Okay? Either that, or there's something, you know, about, you know, maybe... they're going to help you to really, like, you know, connect with your dreams. But there is something special regardless. There's something special coming your way. And my dog Ginger is coming in, and she's saying, Laura, you overthink too much. You overanalyze.
Yeah.
And she's
yeah,
saying, girlfriend, it gets your breath to get you overwhelmed. She's saying, cool down. She's saying, you know, just relax. You know, maybe sit down, have a glass of sweet tea or something. And, you know, and just, you know, allow others to help you, those that are on this side and those on the other side, she's saying, because it's sort of like your mind is in conflict, okay? Your subconscious and your conscious are like totally going at each other, okay?
Okay.
So, oh my goodness, she's saying you really need, you know, you need clarity and, you know, to be able to see things sort of like from a higher perspective, and you're going to see how everything is so easy if you, you know, if you didn't overthink everything, okay?
Okay.
So she's asking you just to sit, relax, breathe a little bit, breathe in the, you know, the good shit, let go of the bullshit. And she's going to, you know, she's going to help you. And she's saying, you're going to say, oh, my gosh, I didn't know that it could be this easy, Ginger. It really, really is easy is what she's saying, okay? So she wants you to just, she's saying, you know, just sit down and relax. She's saying, the angels are here. They're helping you, okay? And what you're doing doesn't serve you, okay? And you've got to remember, hon, that you're really, she's saying, she's a very sensitive woman. Okay, so you got to watch, like, when you're around that harsh energy, okay?
Okay.
Because you've been around, like, harsh people, maybe harsh situations, and she's saying you've got to, you know, you've got to get away from that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and just, she's saying you've got to sort of, like, you know, sit down, relax, and let things happen naturally. You don't always have to force things to happen, okay? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just wondering, now, Ginger's showing me little hearts all around you, hon. Do you have a special someone in your life?
My husband.
Okay. And then I'm thinking maybe you guys are going to have, like, she's saying the relationship is getting, like, really stronger, and maybe there's going to be some beautiful times between the two of you. That's what she's showing me, okay?
Okay.
I really want you to just, you know, like, in regards to love and everything, follow the guidance that you're given and just, you know, enjoy it and, you know, have a little bit more fun. Have you guys had enough time to just, you know, enjoy each other's company and do some, you know, nice things?
We try to spend time with each other. He's got a really busy job. And
okay.
I have an old Doberman, and she requires a lot of my time.
Okay. Well, even, you know, like a watch a movie together, like something that doesn't require, like, but just like quality time, you know? Okay?
Yeah.
That, you know, you sort of have to watch your emotions, because I'm getting, you know, like the emotions are coming in and they sort of take over a little bit. So you've got to be careful with that, okay? I mean, emotions are good. They'll tell you everything that you need to know. Okay, but you've got to watch to, you know, not let them take over is what I'm getting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And let, like, you're wherever you are, the environment, you let the environment at times get the best of you, so you've got to watch that too, okay? And what I'm getting is, you know, Ginger is showing me something major is coming your way, and you're really going to, you know, you're going to discover your true life's purpose, okay? This is really significant. There's a lot of growth involved with it. Okay, and she showed me, like, there's obstacles in front of you, but you're just, like, pushing them, and they're just moving to the side. And you're looking ahead, and you see the light at the end of the tunnel, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much for that.
Well, Ginger, now is the time to, like, remove anything from your life that doesn't serve you any longer, okay?
Okay.
Whether that's, you know, situations or people, you've got to really look even at relationships. Are they 50-50 with give and take? Do they really support you, hon, okay?
Okay.
Ginger's saying she's been focusing on goals. You've been focusing on your goals, and they are going to become your reality, okay? There's new beginnings.
Okay.
Starting this beautiful new adventure. You're in a new cycle of your life, and there's going to be a lot of accomplishments. There's going to be a lot of prosperity. So you do have a lot to look forward to, hon, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so just try to stay optimistic. I mean, life is beautiful. And Ginger's saying, you know, how good can you stand it? Because that's how good it's going to get, okay?
Okay. Wow.
To that, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara and Jesus. And thank you so much for calling us today. God bless.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Laura, we're going to start out with some statements to your innate body, and I will make the statement and you will repeat it out loud. There's a lot of stuff that you're worried about. You're worried about the dog. That's really right there at the very front, worrying about the dog. What's the dog's name?
Daisy,
okay. So we're actually going to release Daisy, and this is not a bad thing. We are not saying Daisy's going to die right now or anything like that. but we're releasing all of the negativity that you have, that you are feeling about Daisy, the fear of what's going to happen, are you going to be able to do enough, is Daisy suffering, does Daisy know that you love her, by the way, Daisy knows and knows and knows and knows that you love her, it's like, that's all she knows is that you love her. Okay, so repeat the statements by me. Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release Daisy.
Dear innate, I release Daisy.
Dear innate, I release the worry.
Dear innate, I release the worry.
Dear innate, I release the doubt.
Dear innate, I release the doubt.
Dear innate, I release the helplessness.
Dear innate, I release the helplessness.
Dear innate, I release the hopelessness.
Dear innate, I release the hopelessness.
Dear innate, I release not being able to fix it.
Dear innate, I release not being able to fix it.
Okay, just take a nice deep breath. Oh boy, you let go of a lot of stuff there. How does that feel?
That feels a lot better.
Yeah.
A lot better. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Boy, you really hit on.
You know,
I really hit on.
So you know, that's what they said you needed to get out of the way. But you didn't need to carry that around. So here is your message from Jesus. Here we go. My beloved one, you are enough. You are enough. You are enough. We want you to start saying that to yourself, saying it over and over and over. Because we know that things are happening in your life that you feel are outside of your control, and you want things to be different, but you don't know how to change it, and you aren't sure that it's even possible. We want you to start recognizing that you are enough and that the circumstances and situations in your life do not control you. Daisy loves you. She wants us to tell you that over and over and over again. So we will say it several times now. So just listen. Just feel the energy. Daisy loves you. Daisy loves you. Daisy loves you. And feel the energy there. And know that you are loved. And no matter what, that love will always be there for you. Always. You are loved. And you are doing a wonderful job in taking care of Daisy. And she appreciates you. And she wishes that she could take care of you so that you wouldn't have to work so hard for her. And she loves you. She loves you. She loves you. Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you.
Oh, wow. Wow, that was all about Daisy.
Yeah,
it was sleeping right now.
To take a ride with you in the car, hon. Do you take her for rides?
I can't. She's too scared.
Oh, is she? Okay.
Yeah,
we'll just, maybe just sit there and pretend you're in the car. And she wants to have some time, alone time with mommy. And she wants you to laugh. She wants you to remember all the things that you did together and how funny they were. Okay?
Okay.
She really wants you to remember those good times, silly times, the crazy times, the goofy times, and really how funny, you know, all of that was. And she wants you to smile. And she's just saying, you know, let's connect like that. You know, she just wants to connect and have that special time with you, okay? So please,
okay,
you know, just keep smiling, okay? And you have Marilyn Monroe coming in, and she's saying, please, Laura, keep smiling, because life is so beautiful and there's so much to smile about, okay? And she wants you to know how beautiful you are, hon, okay? And she's saying, Laura, always, always believe in yourself, because if you don't, then who will? She's saying, you are magnificent, okay? And she's there to help you if you need her as well, honey, okay?
Wow. Okay. Marilyn Monroe.
Yep, and she's saying, you're beautiful, honey. You've got to, you know, connect with that inner beauty. You're so beautiful.
Well, thank you.
And everyone, we're all perfectly imperfect. So she wants you to see the beauty in yourself, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay, because she just, you know, she resonates with your energy. Honestly, she resonates with your energy.
Yeah, she does.
And she's saying that beneath the makeup and, you know, behind the smile, she was just a girl, you know, who was wishing for the world. And she's seeing that all that, you know, that you're doing here, and she's so proud of you, hon.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well, thanks so much for calling, Laura, and go and spend some time with Daisy and enjoy the time that you have with her.
Okay. Well, thank you, too, so much.
You are welcome, sweetie. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, and our last caller is a 1111111111. Hi, who's this?
Hey, how are you? This is Lisa.
Hello,
and
Lisa.
What can we do for you today, Lisa?
Hi, ladies. How are you doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Enjoying my summer.
Beautiful.
Oh, great.
I have to ask you, in the beginning of the show, I was like talking about Barbara and myself and our relationship. I mean, we're so divine. And then other times I blink my eye and we look like Lucy and Ethel. Well, Lucy is coming in and she loves your energy. Do you resonate with Lucille Ball?
Yes, she is so.
She's here with
the best, the funniest.
Okay, well, she's saying, you know what? She had an everyday religion that worked for her, and she's saying, love yourself first, and everything falls into place. And she's here with you, and she's, you know, she's here to give you some good energy.
Oh, sounds awesome. Okay, I love it.
Do you have a question, hon?
Yeah, I don't even know what I should ask about. So I feel like now my life is on the right path. I'm single. I do not date anyone from my area. Okay? So, but I do see a nice guy coming in. I don't know if we're going to meet this year or maybe next year, but he has great energy. He's probably all that I've been looking for in a mate. He seems to be maybe of a I can feel his energy. Maybe he might be militarian. I'm not sure. But he seems like the real deal. So I just wanted to see what you pick up on that energy.
First thing I'm getting, there's something that you have to release in order for love to come your way, okay?
Okay,
I
know what that is.
Okay, because I'm just feeling like, you know, you love, it can't come your way unless you release it, hon. Whatever it is that you're holding on to, okay?
Okay, I know what that is.
Okay, well, you know what? I have to call in Barbara and Jesus, because I want you to find that happiness. And we've got to help you to release that, hon, okay?
Okay. It's just old energy from the way that I was raised. So I think that's probably
We're going to get rid of that old energy then, hon, okay?
Please, yes.
Okay. Thank you, honey. Barbara?
Okay. So we will make some statements to your innate. So you will repeat what I say.
Okay.
Here we go. Dear innate, I release independence.
Dear innate, I release independence.
Dear innate, I release being alone.
Dear innate, I release being alone.
Dear innate, I release control.
Dear innate, I release control.
Dear innate, I release submissive.
Dear innate, I release submissive.
Dear innate, I release not wanting it.
Dear innate, I release not wanting.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. Okay, there's something else there. Hold on, let me see if they're going to tell me what it is.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Dear innate, I release love.
Dear innate, I release love.
Okay. And how does all that feel?
It feels great, and it all makes sense. It seems like each word that you said is just, it seems like everything that you said is just, it released different parts of energy from my body.
Uh-huh. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what it's, we're releasing it from your body and from your mind. So there are some beliefs and thoughts that are going away too.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I'm actually going to continue with this down every day.
There's something else there. Let's see. Dear innate, I release preposterous.
Dear innate, I release preposterous.
Okay, I have no idea what that one was about, but that's what I was hearing. So take a nice deep breath.
Okay.
Okay, one more. Dear innate, I release the man of my dreams.
Dear innate, I release the man of my dreams.
Okay. Oops. All right, now how does all that feel?
It feels great.
Wonderful. They're showing me an image of the man who's coming into your life, and it's like he's half the distance away than he was before we did the releasing. So he's gotten a lot closer to you.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be coming into your life much sooner now.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So notice, you know, when you're out and about and you see that wonderful man who's got that gorgeous smile, and you know, smile back.
Okay. I will.
And my dog Ginger's coming in and asking you to shoot for the moon, because even if you miss, you'll land among the stars. And she's saying she's helping you to have the courage that you need and the strength. And she shows me, like, you're singing the song, "You're Going to Hear Me Roar." Okay?
Okay.
So you've got it all within you, hon. I see hearts around you. And she's helping you to have the courage, too, to walk the path that you're supposed to walk. And just, you know, don't be afraid to be yourself. Okay?
Okay. Yes, that's important, yes.
Yeah, and just, you know, really know that, you know, you are beautiful and you are loved, and really, you know, like, put it out there, okay?
All right, that sounds excellent.
Yeah, you've got, like, some newfound freedom is what she's telling me. So just, you know, you're beautiful, you know, all these, you know, things that Barbara has helped you with. She's saying this energy is amazing now. Let's get out there and conquer the world.
Okay, hey, I'm with it all the way. Yes, I agree totally.
Beautiful.
Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you so much for giving us a call, and, you know, let us know when you meet him.
I will, and thank you so much. I will practice this mantra. going for it because I like it.
Yes, and it works for anything. So, you know, if it pops into your head, release it. Even if it's something good, go ahead and release it because it's clearing up all of the energy around it.
Oh, okay. I will, definitely. And I'll give it a go, and I'll call you back to give you guys an update of how it's going.
Okay, great.
Thanks
so much for calling.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Okay, DC, we have finished another show. Yay!
Beautiful, beautiful, Barbara. What an amazing show. What beautiful energy. And I feel better, and I hope I don't keep getting that one word that kept, you know, coming in constantly yesterday and then this morning. So I hope I've cleared all the bullshit here.
You can simply say, "Dear Innate, I release the bullshit."
Okay. Well, dear Innate, I do release the bullshit. I've had enough. Oh, my gosh. But it was like 10 times during a show, Barbara, and I've never had that happen. Where every time they wanted to go to a word, that's the one they use. I'm thinking, this is getting a little bit boring. Don't you guys have any other words? And waking up this morning, like I said, client, I'm sick of the bullshit. I'm like, okay. So what is going on here with this word? And, you know, what do I have to learn? And, you know, so that's why we had that crazy little meditation today. But I think it really helped in a crazy, humorous way.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes you just have to let it go.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And Lucy is just happy to connect, and she's, like, listening to the show. And she said it's been a while, and she's, you know, she's had a few laughs with us, and she thanks us now for the laughter that we brought because she's brought it to so many others. And she's saying we're doing it, too, and she loves us, and she loves our show. So
oh,
I thank
good.
You, Lucy.
Yes, definitely. And she's more than welcome to come back.
Yes, definitely. Oh,
okay.
Beautiful. What an awesome show.
Yes, it was. And thanks to everyone for listening, and we will be back with you on Tuesday. So have a wonderful weekend, everybody, and we send you all lots and lots of love. Bye-bye.
Bye.